it's February 3rd, 2020, around 9 o'clock. I'm in the council chamber of, office of Justin Cummings. So, how much time have we got?
Got a half hour.
Half an hour, okay. So, as you know, I've considered the number of issues you've heard me run through these before at City Council, but I'm just kind of, thanks for, you know, making time to actually deal these directly. You and most of the council voted in favor of the police acquisition of tasers at a recent council meeting. Of course, there were concerns raised about this, the amount of damage, that the stats were not present to show damage done by tasers in other cities, why San Francisco doesn't use them, whether there seems to be an increase in police use of force generally as a consequence of taser activity. Would you be willing to direct the police to suspend taser activity until such time as these issues are addressed and looked at by the Public Safety Committee, say, which is supposed to be examining them soon?
The Public Safety Committee, to my understanding, actually examined them. They examined the idea of...
They did have one hearing on them. I think they scheduled another on the issue of the police department's particular use of the tasers. I mean, they got a long presentation from the police department, but none of these questions that I know of were answered. So,
did you go to the meeting?
I heard the audio of that section of the meeting. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the best audio, but I heard it, and that's all I can tell you. You can also address, you can talk to, you know, Drew or Chris. I mean, you know, over there. So.
I think it's a good question for the folks who are at the Public Safety Committee. Why those questions?
My question to you is: Will you put on the agenda this issue of holding off on taser use, not necessarily acquisition, but use, until such time as those issues are addressed to the satisfaction of the council?
Well, I think that it's a better question for the Public Safety Committee when they're going to bring this issue up. Because
if they recommend it to you, will you put it on the agenda?
Depends on how the conversation goes.
You don't know.
I don't, because I'm not on the Public Safety Committee.
So. I'm asking you as a matter of your knowledge of this issue, because tasers have been damaging, particularly to people in different cities. Anyway, I'm not going to argue with you. I just want to know what your thoughts were. What specific measures will you take to require police to live locally, if any?
To live locally?
In the city.
If it were up to me, all city employees would be required to live within the city limits.
I'm talking about particularly enforcement officers who can use lethal force in the city.
Well, I think, to my knowledge, at the state level, unfortunately, you can't require any city employee to live within the city limits. Now, I should probably double check that, but that's my understanding.
I hadn't heard about that. You could be right. I had never heard that. Maybe it's true.
But if
it's not true, will you move to put that on the agenda and have that become a concern of, assuming the police can get, you know, rentals here, which is, of course, highly problematic.
I'd say regardless of whether they're police or whether they're,
Well, I'm interested most primarily in police right now.
I'm also very interested in, like, our department heads, our city staff. Like,
no, I understand.
Because of the fact that... But I understand what your concern is.
These have a very close connection. Most of your employees are not involved with the public that much, except those people who come to the offices to deal with them. Police are on the streets, as you do.
But I think that if people are making decisions about a community, they should live within the community they're making decisions.
I agree with you. But will you put that on the agenda if you learn that's not a requirement?
If I learn that it's not a requirement, I will be looking into that very deeply.
But you're not committing yourself to doing that. I'm trying to get yes or no's on this. And if you haven't got them, you haven't got them.
Thanks. All right.
Will you vote to require that racial stats be included in summaries of police contacts, as they are not now? They're required on citations, but that is not carried over into summaries, at least as far as I know.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Will you move to do that, or will you request the staff do that?
I'll look into it.
But you're not committing yourself to doing it.
I'll look into it. That's
okay. So until I get a yes answer, I'm assuming it's a maybe answer, or at least a no, not now.
No, I'd say, like, send me that in an email, and then I can follow up on it.
I'll be happy to send you some of this in email, but right now I'm just trying to get this for your immediate.
I have a question for you, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
At the last meeting, one of the things that you said was that I had...
You had said during the city agenda meetings scheduling section, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
That, and I may have misunderstood you, that, you know, this section is reserved for committee meeting scheduling. It is not necessarily a section for putting items on the agenda. And I believe you said something
right.
like that.
Yeah, it's true.
Now, this is a change in policy from what was the case under Watkins, as you know.
Yeah.
You're going to continue doing this and refusing to allow those items to be put on the agenda then. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Okay, tell me how I'm wrong.
At the, not the past meeting, at the first meeting in January, there was a revision to Council Policy 6.9. And Council Policy 6.9 is the ability of council members to put items on the agenda, including if we're directing staff to commit to more than 8 hours of time, that we have to bring an item, put it on the agenda, and then direct staff to do so. Within that policy was also a provision that said that the calendar was only to be used to put meeting dates on the agenda. And it was unanimously voted upon by all city council members. So, it wasn't me in stating that. It was, we voted and all agreed. However, the last city council meeting, one of the things that we realized is that because of the way that that was brought forward, that it then made it even more difficult for council members to put the items on the agenda, because there were issues around understanding like how much staff time it would take, but then we're not understanding what staff's actually working on. Is it going to be an hour? Is it 2 hours? Is it more than 8 hours? And as a result, we decided to put an item on the next agenda to rescind that policy.
Interesting to hear. I know that there was some discussion with Condotti about, well, you know, if something comes up at oral communications and you want to put it on the agenda because it's an important item, can that be done? And Condotti said, yes, it's an exception to the Brown Act, which would seem to indicate that any time on the agenda, you can, and a council member can move to have something put on. Is that your understanding?
That's my understanding.
So if another council member moves to put something on the agenda, you will call for a vote on that issue. All right, that's I appreciate hearing that.
Well, it's the same with rescinding the policy, 6.9. That wasn't an agenda item, however.
I'm concerned with actual practice, not just policy.
I'm saying that policy is at the last meeting, because we had some concern around that policy, we moved to rescind, to put an item on the next agenda to rescind that vote.
Okay.
Was that on the agenda? No.
Aha, uh-huh, I see. I see your point.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. A report was mandated last February to investigate the impact and cost of police behavior against homeless people, specifically particular laws. You may remember this from Councilmember Glover. That has not returned as an action item in spite of months and months of delay, at least in terms of its analysis. It was instead sidelined off into closed session. This was the, you know, how do these particular ordinances, namely closed area, no trespassing, smoking, camping, impact homeless people? Are they being primarily used that way? How much do they cost for enforcement? How effective are they? These issues were raised, and some list of data was acquired and an analysis by Condotti, who then suddenly moved it into closed session, and we heard nothing more about it. You may not remember this. That was in May. My concern is that this analysis be brought back and that it be made public so the public can be aware of it. The work was done. It took months and months to do it, far too long as far as I'm concerned. And homeless people are still suffering as a consequence of how police are treating them, using other ordinances than the camping ordinance to essentially do what the camping ordinance did, i.e. get them to move their tents, seize their property, and so forth. I want to note that at the same time that we're talking, you are doing other business, correct?
I'm signing papers, yeah.
You're signing things. That's my question to you. Are you prepared to put that, to move that be put back on the, that be moved from out closed session back into open session again?
And this is the item related to fines and fees for?
It's that was a later item. It's related to the extent of ticketing and who is being ticketed under a series of ordinances that seem to be, to many of us who've been researching this for a couple of years, to be used against poor people. Not necessarily because they don't like poor people, but because they're the people that are doing these things. They have to be in places to sleep, as you've seen next to the post office. Mm-hmm. So they're there. There's no shelter for them. So will you be putting that back on the agenda?
You know, I think that that's something that should go to...
The catch committee.
No, not only the catch, but public safety, because it is a public safety issue. I mean, if there's, you know, policy that's negatively impacting homeless people within our community, that's safety.
As long as it's a public document for the public to look at, I'm concerned about that. I'd like you to immediately send, within the next few days, prior to the next public safety committee meeting, request that document be sent. I'm talking about not just the stats, which we have, but the analysis of the stats, which Condotti has concealed and sent to you guys in closed session.
You know, can you do me a favor with that one? Can you follow up with the other items that you're going to email me? Just follow up with that question so I can send it on and follow up
I will try to do that.
City attorney.
You may make a note of it if you wish as well. Will you move to ensure that full information, including unredacted claims against the city, such as those are considered in closed session, full information be on the agendas of each city council so that we can see what's happening? To wit, the actual original claim, including the contact information of the people who are making the claims. Because you cannot speak intelligibly at city council meetings in the closed session interval right before, you know, it closes up, unless you know what the actual claim is. Not what the staff very vaguely describes the claim to be, but the actual particulars. This is particularly important for us in claims about police misconduct. Because we want that to be able to contact that person. It's a public document, after all. I get these documents, usually for every city council meeting, when I demand them of the city administrator. But they should be on the agenda for people to look at. I shouldn't have to make individual requests each time to do that. Will you request that be done?
I'll consult with the city attorney. You should also put that in the email as well, and then I can follow up on it.
So right now the answer is you're just going to consult. You will not commit to that.
Yep.
Thank you. All right. Will you move to direct the police department and its rangers to stop using alternative mechanisms for subverting the Martin versus Boise protection, such as no smoking, illegal lodging, public nuisance, blocking the sidewalk, and closed area? These are the tickets we found that were the major ticketing in the Poganib area for the last couple of years as the camping enforcements died off, but they were essentially being used to get people to leave the area, because once you give a ticket in a park area, as you know, you can issue a stay-away order without going to court. The mere existence of an infraction citation means the cop can say stay away and can be anywhere from one day to 18 months, depending on how many previous infractions have been issued. Do you know?
I got a question. What are your thoughts? Because
before you do, are you interested? Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
I'm familiar.
Okay. Are you willing to move to rescind this kind of behavior by the police through essentially changing the ordinance or directing the police not to enforce that? Unless there are genuine public health and safety concerns in any individual case.
That was my next question, because there are genuine...
When there are, that's, and there are mechanisms for, you know, for dispersing encampments that you voted on back in April and May. Standard operating procedures for eliminating encampments, which were not used in the Camp Phoenix elimination back in November, by the way. They suddenly turned it around and said, no trespassing is not something we can use on Thursday. But on Friday, they eliminated the camp and sent 60 to 100 people into the wilderness. That's what happened as far as I can tell. So my question to you is, will you move, in the absence of a Public Health and Safety Act concerns, that these ordinances be the lowest priority for any kind of enforcement, particularly as impacts people who are without lodging?
Well, I think that anything that's violating Martin v. Boise, that we look into those types of policies.
I'm giving you a specific question, though.
Huh?
I'm giving you a specific question. Will you act, put on the agenda, and to vote in favor of directive to the police department not to use these specific ordinances unless there's a public health and safety concern? I realize these are hard questions.
Yeah.
I realize that you
and I'm and you know and exactly that's the thing. It's like you're asking me to definitively make a stance on something that I've not had any opportunity to do any research or look into.
These issues have been around for a year, and you've been in office for a year. As far as I'm concerned, you should know about these issues.
Oh, I'm aware. I'm not saying that I'm not aware of the issues, but what you're asking me right now requires deeper thought, because, like,
until you've thought more deeply, your answer is no?
Yeah.
Okay. Will you allow those who have no alternatives outside the right to form their own encampments, specifically the restoration of Camp Phoenix, under the kinds of guidelines that were used by the Union of the Homeless last November, and then summarily swept away by the police with not out using, as I said before, the standard operating procedures?
You know, one thing that I would say that, just like to give you some context. So I went down to the Ross Camp multiple times.
I'm talking about the one in November.
I'm talking about the Ross Camp.
I'm not
just to give you, just to give you some context. And when I went down there, I asked the people down there, like, you know, is there any way you all can, you know, take the bike shops out? Can you space the tents? Can you clean this up? Can you do all these things? And the answer I got was no.
There were no chop shops. There were no health problems in the November encampment that I was aware of. Now, you didn't go down to the November encampment, did you?
It was only there for like 2 days.
It was there for 5 days. And you didn't go down there, and so you simply took...
I wasn't even in town.
Okay. But my question is, given the need for an encampment and the presence of a new encampment at the post office, because the police destroyed the Washington Street encampment 5 days ago by claiming that someone was smoking, this is what Cooper, who is the woman who kind of ran that encampment, tells me, they couldn't use blocking the sidewalk or the other things because they were very carefully not doing that. And they said that they were using Martin versus Boise as their protection. Instead, they said, you're smoking near a school, by which they meant Loudon Nelson Park and Loudon Nelson Center, which is not a school. Mm. So, and then they used that to seize all the property, which they now don't have. So they've had no property throughout for the last 5 days because the police department does not allow you to pick up items except Tuesdays and Thursdays for a total of 6 hours in total.
Well, that's not okay.
And I want to know if you'll take action on the next agenda, or at least as a directive of the police department, to require them or suggest that they need to open up, and you will move if they don't, to make sure that when the police department is open, access to property, particularly for survival gear, will be available when the police have seized it.
Send that to me in an email, and I'll definitely follow up on that. Because I
follow up means you'll do it?
Follow up means you'll see the email that will go out to the police chief to follow up on this.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Because that's something that I care about as well.
Okay. I better put on my glasses here. Now, we don't have too much time because you've limited this to half an hour.
Yeah, I have another meeting with grad students who are going through a strike. So.
All right, well, we need to do a second meeting if you find these questions of interest, because I'm like one-third through my questions here. Are you up for that or not?
Well, we'll have to figure out a good time to make it work, but
look at your schedule. I could tell you right now whether I can be there.
Today is my day where I'm doing my schedule, so I'll be working on that. If you send me that email, I can follow up with you.
All right. So we have a few moments left here. Will you be releasing a monthly list of the meetings you've had with lobbyists for particular organizations, such as HUF? I'm an organization, I'm here representing them, and letting us know, as other public officials, particularly mayors, are not I don't know if you're required to do this by state law, but I think it's a good thing to do to be transparent, who you've met with, and the issues that came up at those meetings. And will you be announcing for the next month any public meetings you are having, so that we can, if we wish, and the public can generally attend them if they wish?
I can start doing that, yeah. Like, I mean, in terms of announcing when I'm holding meetings, I think one of the things that I might be able to do is on my email, because I have an automatic response, I can just post what meetings are coming up.
That would be appreciated.
Yeah.
Regular office hours are on Mondays. How many hours of, how many meet people do you meet with on a Monday, generally? What's your...
This is my, like, what, fourth Monday? So,
is today it, you take the whole morning, take the whole day? What's
well, today I'm meeting with two people. I'm refining my schedule. So I've been out of town a lot.
What I'm trying to figure out is how many people, because people at the meetings often say, well, I want to go meet with Justin and so forth. I say, well, you know, call him up. He doesn't have regular meeting times, or hasn't for the last year, as far as I know. I had difficulty getting a meeting with you, at least. It was my
fault. I was working full-time last year.
And part of it was I was sending you the wrong email, so it's not it's my responsibility as well. But will you be having regular office hours on Monday? And if so, for what general periods of time? In other words, is it...
How much? I said morning.
In the morning, okay.
Yeah.
How long in advance do people need to contact you?
Well, if it's a Monday, it needs to be by Thursday, Friday or Thursday.
If somebody wants an item on the agenda and they want, they are you requiring, I understand you're going to be working on new procedures for this through this item that you're coming up on. Are you willing to press for an item that allows A, members of the public to get items on the agenda?
Members of the public contact me and, for example, the decriminalizing entheogenic plants and fungi. Mm-hmm. Some member of the public contacted me, and I put that on the agenda.
Right, but that had to do with their getting you as a member of the mayor, mm-hmm. or perhaps because you were the mayor when that happened, I assume, or you as a council member to be able to propose it to the mayor the week in advance. I'm saying in the public, I'm looking for a procedure where the public either directly has that kind of access, as a sort of more direct democratic approach, or also where these meetings are used to discuss the agenda. Staff heads, the vice mayor, every Wednesday you have this meeting.
Tuesday. That's,
thank you, every Tuesday. The public be invited to present testimony at these meetings so that they can be...
That is what public comment is for. And to be completely frank, when members of the public make requests of the city council at public comment, oftentimes we pick up some of those items and we move them forward. So, for example, as I mentioned before, decriminalizing the historic preservation of the Circle Church. There's a number of different items that when people come into public comment and they bring those items up, as the public's representatives, we take up those items and we put them on.
This is a different question. This question is whether you will support making the actual agenda setting session more public, because that way it's more transparent, and there also can be more input when it happens. Are you in favor of this? Will you support it? Will you take action to affect you?
I think there's ways that we can discuss how maybe we can make that more transparent. There's nothing to hide. I mean, and there's no hiding of anything that goes on in those meetings. It's literally a discussion of, is there going to be enough time to put these on or not? So
that being the case, will you allow at your next agenda session the public to attend?
I'll have to look at the council policy and
see. That comes up tomorrow, as I believe.
Yeah, so no.
So not, so the answer is
not
no.
Not tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow, and you will you commit to doing this the following Tuesday, the following council meeting?
I'll think about it.
And so right now the answer is no commitment.
The answer is I'll think about it. I'll look into the council policy, because that's actually what takes precedent over
everything. I'll pass on these things to you, assuming I get it together to do that. I have a number of other items, and I see your time is up.
Yeah.
So, I shouldn't be reminding you.
I'm well aware. Let's see.
Can you schedule another meeting for next Monday?
Not at the moment, because I'm working on my schedule today, and I need to take into account the number of other people who have actually asked to meet. So.
Can you contact me? I'm making the request right now,
mm-hmm.
and let me know when you will be scheduling this meeting, or that you will not be scheduling, one of the two.
Okay.
Okay, and I don't need to write you an email. You're good with actually
doing
that.
Yeah, but there was some follow-up.
I mean, I will follow up on some.
Okay.
I'll try to mention that as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so... Any questions you have for me other than this?
No, I guess just my one, you know, the one piece that, the one thing that I said earlier about the fact that it wasn't me who said that.
It was the policy.
It was the policy, which everyone voted on.
This is an article that I printed, an open letter to you that you may never have gotten because it probably went to the wrong address.
Okay.
Which concerns the kind of heavy criticism I've been giving you at City Council. If anything is inaccurate in there, if anything is incomplete, or if anything is misleading, please let me know and I will correct it. If not, I will assume it is accurate.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the help.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for coming.
All right. Thanks for being available at the long last.